Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Got a lot to get into this morning. Hope you all had a good long weekend. Or if you did not have a long weekend, hopefully you had a good Monday. Hopefully the work day wasn't too crazy for you. Nothing too wild was going on. And hopefully you had a good weekend. Regardless, haven't talked to you since last Friday. But we're back here on a Tuesday after having President's Day off yesterday. So, again, if you had a long weekend, hopefully you had a good one. If not, hopefully you had a good working Monday. The first thing that I want to get into this morning, I want to react to the All-Star Game and the All-Star Game festivities a little bit because there has been a lot of talk around this year's All-Star Game because defense wasn't even optional. Defense was no. They just said no. We're not playing any defense. We're just going to run up and down the court, get a few buckets here and there, a couple of highlight reel plays, and call it an All-Star game. And that's exactly what happened. The Eastern Conference All-Stars won 211. That's right. You're hearing that score right. The East by themselves had 211 points. The East had 211. The West had 186. Damian Lillard won the Kobe Bryant MVP trophy for the All-Star game. And look, I know that a lot of commentary has been made about, oh, this is a travesty. Oh, the All-Star game needs to be this. Oh, it used to be so competitive. Oh, they need to play some sort of defense, this, that, and the third. And I get it. I'm not mad at anybody for wanting the All-Star game to be more competitive. I am not mad at people wanting the All-Star game to be a little bit better of a product. But here's my take on the All-Star game. How are we going to make it more competitive? I mean, how do you plan on doing that? Because, again, here's how I feel about it. And I feel like there's a little bit of a double-edged sword here. I would rather these guys do what they're doing in this All-Star game because, and maybe it's just me, and you can let me know. You can tweet at me at _ Dylan Matthews. Let me know. Because what I saw on Sunday, I was still entertained by. It was cool seeing Damian Lillard simply walk to the logo and knock down two half-court shots like it was a regular jump shot. Like it was a free throw. Now, that might not be entertaining to everybody. And I get that. And if it's not, I don't know what to tell you because I don't know. I don't know if it's changing. And if you think it should change, how do you propose you get the all-stars to play harder and actually play defense. Because, again, to me, that I was entertained. Trae Young, nutmegging KD, throwing a half-court alley-oop to Giannis. I was entertained by that. Guys just, you know, Tyrese Halliburton trying the Jason Williams elbow pass. I'm cool with all that. Guys just out there having fun, showing off some athleticism. And look, okay, there is no defense played, but they still put on somewhat of a show. Damian Lillard's still chucking up half-court shots and making them. Guys are still showing off some pretty athletic dunks. And I would rather them do that than them playing hard and now my guy gets hurt. Or we see a big star getting hurt. So I guess my question to you is this. Would you rather see 211 to 186? Or would you rather see, you know, 115 to 107 game, but somebody gets injured? Now, God forbid somebody would get injured, but if those guys are playing hard like you want, that's going to be even more of a risk. So I'm completely fine with what they did. I think it's still entertaining. And look, at this point, you just got to get used to the fact that they're not going to play hard defense. Anthony Edwards kept it a buck. He was like, it's just a thing where guys aren't going to compete. Not compete hard. They're just going to go out there and have fun, which it should be. It should be fun. It's an all-star game. I get you want to see the best of the best going at each other and going hard. That doesn't happen until the postseason. You got to wait till the postseason for that. An all-star game is supposed to be fun. An all-star game is supposed to celebrate the things those guys have accomplished thus far. And I'd be interested to see the TV ratings in it, how many people watched it. Because if people are still watching it, it definitely ain't going to change. And even if people aren't watching, I don't think it'll change. So, I don't know. I have no problem with what I saw. I have no problem with the All-Star game. I still thought it was entertaining. I think there's two different spectrums of entertaining here. You can have the entertaining where they're competing hard, they're playing hard, and I respect it. I get it. I get people who would want to see that. I'm not knocking you if that's what you want to see and you're upset about what you saw on Sunday. I'm not knocking you. All I'm just saying is, to me, what I saw on Sunday, that was entertaining to me too. Guys just going out there, having fun, showing off their athleticism, showing off their shooting skills. Trae Young showing off his dribbling prowess. Nutmegging KD. He also led the Eastern Conference All-Stars in assists, by the way. So, I just don't know what all the outrage is about. To me, it's not that deep. It's an all-star game. It is what it is. And again, guys aren't going to risk injury like that. It's just, I don't want them risking injury like that. It's, if they're an all-star game, to me, it's just not worth it. They still have, and especially a mid-season all-star game. This is not the Pro Bowl where guys are in the offseason. And again, guys aren't even going to play hard for that because nobody still wants to get hurt. But especially mid-season, or really not even mid-season, they're pretty much two-thirds of the way done with the season. And post-All-Star break is like the final sprint to the postseason. Guys are trying to make sure their body gets right. Guys are trying to do what they can to get healthy. And I don't blame them. They're trying to make most of those guys that are all-stars there are trying to make postseason runs. Actually, they all are. So I can't blame them for not wanting to get hurt and not wanting to play hard defense and risk an injury. So if you're outraged by the all-star game, I get it. Again, I'm not knocking you, but I don't know how it's going to change. If you put it at the end of the season, maybe it's different. If you do, I forgot who it was. somebody, an NBA player, an all-star, I think it was from this year, said that maybe a one-on-one tournament, that would be better. And I think one-on-one tournament probably would be a little bit more competitive. Guys don't want to get beat one-on-one. So I'm sure there probably are some ways, and I'm sure some of you maybe have good ideas. But in the current format that it is, it's not going to change. Guys aren't going to play defense extra hard and risk injury. It's just not going to happen. So I thought it was fine. I still thought it was entertaining, but I could see if that's not your cup of tea. All right, I do want to talk about real quick here the All-Star Saturday Night festivities. Trae Young, he competed in the skills competition and the three-point contest. Skills competition, he was on Team All-Stars with Scottie Barnes and Tyrese Maxey. They nearly won it at the end. They got it tied up, I believe, because they won one of the events, but then Team Indiana ended up winning it. They had a pretty good showing, but really wanted to talk about the three-point contest. Trae Young did a good job in the skills competition. You know, the relay was cool. Trae Young put on a, you know, passing clinic when they did the passing game. But three-point contest. Three-point contest is now officially the most exciting event in All-Star Saturday night. Damian Lillard just beats out Trae Young to win it. Literally just beat him out. They were tied at 26. And I think Damian Lillard had 26 going into his final rack. And he missed every single shot in the final rack besides the very last one to win it. And he came up clutch there and just edged out Trae Young to get that three-point contest victory. So that was fun to watch. Fun to watch Steph and Sabrina. I mean, Sabrina put up a 26. Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty put up a 26. Put some pressure on Steph, but Steph said, "Nah, I'm the best shooter in the world. I'm the best shooter there is. I ain't worried about none." And he ended up winning that head-to-head between those two. But the first three guys, I believe, put up, and I think Kat put up a 26 too. He was later on in the lineup for the three-point contest. But Dame, Trae Young, Tyrese Halliburton, and Kat, I think, all put up 26. So then they had to do a sudden death round that Trae Young obviously advanced to. And then in the final, it was Kat, Dame, and Trae. And obviously, like I said, Dame won on the final shot. Trae had a 26. Dame had a 27 or 28, I believe. I can't remember if that. Oh, the last ball was a money ball, so it was a 28 that he had. So he just won it on the final shot, Dame did. But again, the three-point contest is the most exciting one now that there is. The dunk contest, I don't know how getting the stars in it, I think, would definitely be fun. It would draw more eyeballs to it. But, I mean, we saw Jaylen Brown. He did some good dunks. And I respect the heck out of Jaylen Brown for going out there and putting himself on the line, because we all saw you getting clowned on social media. And you put yourself up for that kind of clowning on social media. And again, those guys shouldn't care about that. They got millions and, you know, everybody commenting on their dunks can't even do their dunks. So that's how I feel about that. But I respect the heck out of Jaylen Brown for doing the dunk contest. But at this point, it's not even about the dunks they did, because there were some good dunks out there. Mac McClung, Jaylen Brown, they all had some good dunks. But at this point, we've seen everything. We've just seen it all. And look, maybe guys can get creative and pull out some new dunks. But at this point, we've seen just about everything. And I just don't know how we can improve the dunk contest besides getting stars in there. So maybe we'll start to get more stars after Jaylen Brown did his thing, but we'll see. But Mac McClung, dude got bunnies, bro. He got bunnies. And I respect Mac McClung, too, for going out there and defending his title. So he wins the dunk contest, of course, as you know, and All-Star Saturday Night was still pretty entertaining for me, but I know some people are over it, so I get that too. All right, when we come back, we got some juicy, juicy NFL news to get to. All of it having something to do with the Atlanta Falcons, pretty much. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.